Today, we turn our attention to the remote settlement of Kalaupapa, which up until this month was the only county that was COVID-19 free. Ka'ohana o Kalaupapa. Executive Director Val Monson talked about a virtual concert that was part music, part documentary. It focuses on the musicians at the Hansen's Disease Settlement. The idea was something that Monson had 20 years ago, and it came to fruition this year, our year of the pandemic and isolation.
You know, when I first started going to Kalaupapa in 1989, you know, one of the things that really surprised me was how much a part of the community music was. And, you know, as I did more reading, it just seemed music was a part of the community, even in the early days, you know, when they had choirs and bands. And I just feel that this was a way, it helped people to heal. It brought joy where maybe you might not have expected to find that. And I just felt that, you know, as I got to think about it more and more, and I just thought, you know, music was just such an important part of this community. You know, and the musicians, of course, who wrote so many of these songs, you know, have been forgotten over the years.
So you're paying tribute to them.
Yeah.
And you were also trying to come up with a way to be able to fundraise for the monument.
Exactly. So the concert itself is free, but it is serving as a fundraiser for the memorial, for the Kalaupapa Memorial, that will display the names of, you know, the nearly 8,000 people, you know, who were taken from their families and sent away. You know, many of those people have also been forgotten. So, you know, I mean, what Ka'ohana o Kalaupapa, you know, certainly one of our mission, part of our main mission is to remember everybody, by their name and people's accomplishments, which have often been forgotten in this history.
Well, share with us. Talk about some of the musicians from the settlement.
Well, the person who I knew the best was Bernard Punikaya.
Yes.
You know, some people today may remember Bernard. He was quite a leader, not only at Kalaupapa, but in Hawaii. And he was a very prolific musician and just wrote many songs about different subjects. The most well-known song is Kalaupapa, My Hometown, which is really kind of a love letter to Kalaupapa, how much he loved it. And then also to Hale Mohalu, the residential facility in Pearl City.
Yes,
that was eventually torn down.
Yes, and that was when I first met Bernard. He was involved in the protests, you know, about, you know, how that all was being handled. And that was my first introduction to Bernard.
Yeah, and so we talk about that in the concert. So, you know, I tell people that the concert is, it's actually part concert and part documentary, because we talk about the musicians and backgrounds of the songs as well.
And, you know, this comes at a time where we're just learning about a positive case of someone there at Kalaupapa. And when you think about, you know, just the parallels with what was back then an infectious disease and the isolation, it just kind of touches your heart.
It does. And we thought that was a good reason to have this concert at this time. You know, I think when we hear people, we're always complaining, right, that we have to stay home, that we can't go to restaurants as much, that we can't do this. And think of what the people of Kalaupapa experienced. They were taken away from their families. They didn't have the option of a 14-day quarantine. They were sent away, and for most of those people, they never saw their loved ones again. And yet, many of those people rebuilt their lives and found love and happiness. And I think that, you know, this will help us now. It helps put things in perspective. And I think it shows us that we are going to get through this pandemic.
And so tell us where we're at on the fundraising for the memorial.
We were just actually starting. We started at the end of last year with a small fundraising project with the families. And then we were at the legislature where Senator Kalani English had introduced a bill for funding for $5 million from the legislature. And we had such great hearings in the Senate. We had hearings scheduled in the House on the very morning that they shut down because of COVID. And so we felt we were well on our way, and then, you know, like so many other people, we've just been slowed down by COVID. But, you know, we're going to get going again, and we're going to raise the money.
You hadn't planned on this concert being virtual, but in a way it's probably been a blessing, because then maybe your outreach can go further.
That's what we think. One of the silver linings is that thinking more about doing things virtually. We're trying to think of other things we can do in the future as well. I mean, we don't want to stop our in-person presentations and gatherings. You know, we hope we can get those going, you know, when it's safe again. But I think it's also good to do, to include virtual presentations to reach more people. You know, I mean, anybody in the world can watch this concert.
Yes, there can be people in Belgium.
And there are. And in other countries.
So the musicians, the present-day musicians that have offered their time and talent toward this effort, tick down the list.
Brother Noland, Melvin Leed, Kevin Brown, Makana, Lopaka Ho'opi'i, and then, of course, Stephen Inglis.
Are they then playing some of the songs from the musicians from Kalaupapa?
Yes, yes. So the way it kind of happened is that Stephen Inglis, slack key guitarist, who he has known the people of Kalaupapa since he was a boy. His parents were very involved at Hale Mohalu. And he's also recorded songs of Kalaupapa with Dennis Kamakahi. And so I contacted Stephen about the virtual concert, and he liked the idea. And so he got the word out to different musicians, and it turned out that all the musicians who responded had ties to Kalaupapa, which made it even better.
Nice.
And then Stephen's friend, Chris Lau, who's a musician and a producer, he agreed to produce this for us. And Billy V, the radio and TV personality, agreed to do the narration. And so I wrote the script and pulled together a lot of photos. And Chris took all of these pieces. The musicians all did their videos on their own. And so we've got a couple of musicians did their songs sitting on the beach. Someone else was on a lanai in the studio. So all these different locations. And Chris pulled all of this together, and just, I couldn't be happier with how it turned out. And two of the musicians actually had family at Kalaupapa. So that's even better. I mean, they talk about their family connections to Kalaupapa. Very inspiring.
And tell us about the Ohana, about how that all got started.
Well, it actually got started, that was Bernard Punikaya again. I mean, you knew Bernard. You knew what a visionary he was. And in the mid-90s, Bernard was concerned that as the Kalaupapa community was getting older and the numbers were getting smaller, he was very worried that their voices would no longer be heard and that the future of Kalaupapa would be directed by people who didn't even know them. And so it was his idea that we'd be bringing together family members and friends of the community to be with the Kalaupapa residents to make sure that their wishes for the future were carried out.
And what's the membership today?
We just mailed out our newsletter to over 1,200 people. So we keep growing. We keep hearing from people. One of the things that we've done, which we weren't expecting to do in the beginning, is we help people find information about their families. And so we have compiled over the years, we have a digital resource library of different registers and records and, you know, different things that include information about the people of Kalaupapa. We started doing this for the memorial, gathering the names. And since then, we've been hearing from a lot of people. We've helped at least 800 descendants reconnect to their Kalaupapa ancestors. So that's, you know, one of the big things that we have done over the years.
Well, that must be so gratifying, because there may be people who, you know, didn't realize that they had relatives who, you know, were down there.
Exactly. So what happens is that we usually hear, when we hear from somebody, they sometimes only have a name, and they'll say, you know, we were told that this person was at Kalaupapa. And I would say, Catherine, probably 90 to 95% of the time we find information on those people. We don't for everybody, and I know that's always disappointing for those family members. But for the most part, we do find information on people, and the family members are just so thrilled.
I think recently we talked to John Clark, who wrote the book about the place
yes.
names. And during his journey and his research, he found out that he had a relative down there.
You know, I think that when people went to Kalaupapa, you know, I mean, they were afraid and lonely, but it was the community that took them in and made them see that, you know, there was hope and, you know, there was love.
Well, we thank you for spreading the story and the music. And people can then just go online on Facebook and check it out.
Kalaupapa Ohana, and otherwise on YouTube, on Stephen Inglis's YouTube. But I would just say go to our website. We've already got the announcement up, www.kalaupapaohana.org. It begins December 19th at 1 o'clock, and we're going through January 3rd. And the reason we decided to rebroadcast it was because we realized that people were going to be home more than usual these holidays and looking for something to do. And so we hope this is something that will, you know, brighten their day.
That was Val Monson with Ka Ohana o Kalaupapa. She was talking about a rebroadcast of a concert honoring the musicians of Kalaupapa. The virtual event, again, runs December 19th through January 3rd. It's a fundraiser to help build a memorial to include the 8,000 names of people who were sent to live out their lives at the settlement. Take a listen now to Dennis Kamakahi and Stephen English singing Kalaupapa, My Hometown.